Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Ali Simpson, the quiet achiever of the jungle, joins me this morning. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. A savage ejection for you, though. How was it getting flung into the lake behind you?
Wasn't it savage? I know. The adrenaline was out of control because you didn't know who was going to go. So Dipper and I were just looking at each other like, what do we do? And we obviously had to stay really still for safety. And then all of a sudden I was shot up in the air and smacked down on like the concrete water. But yeah, it was super fun, but quite painful.
Is it weird that that Julia gets so much satisfaction out of seeing you guys in pain, though?
I know, Julia was so funny. I love seeing her face when I shot up into the air. She is so funny. I think it must be so entertaining for Chris and Julia.
It would be. Speaking of her, that trial that we could literally smell through the TV on Monday's episode, even Julia had to bail out of there. Can you describe the smell to us?
Oh, it's not. So I wasn't actually on set that day when they had the smell, but they came back to camp and told us that, yeah, Julia actually had to leave the set, and they were saying that, like, all the cameramen were physically in tears, like their eyes were watering. Oh. The smell was that bad.
Hopefully no one's eaten breakfast out there because I feel a bit sick too now.
Yeah. You've had breakfast already.
Yeah. Although you weren't out there for a long time, it probably felt like it to you. And jungle life would have taken its toll. I know we've seen articles out there about other celebs out there who are still finding bugs in their ears weeks after leaving.
I know. I saw Jess only just got some bugs removed from her ears, and we've been out of the jungle for over a month now.
Oh, yuck.
So that's scary.
What was it, anything like that happened to you? What was the worst thing about it?
Well, yeah, I was so lucky I didn't get any bugs in my ears. Like, I know Ash got two cockroaches stuck, like, deep in his ears. Ash also got a tick in an inappropriate spot. Ash really had a bad run, now that I think about it. I didn't really have anything too bad. I just know I had, like, a rat crawl over me in my sleep, or, like, you know, having, like, cockroaches or spiders in my sleeping bag, you know, things like that.
You didn't have a butt boil like Colin did last night, did you? Because that was gross.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, none of that. I was actually pretty lucky I didn't get anything too traumatic, except for my trials.
Yeah. You got off scot-free in comparison to the rest, anyway.
I know.
So you probably know the celebs better than anyone at the moment because you've been out there with them. Who do you reckon is going to take it out?
Ooh, it could be definitely a close one, like, because I know who's in the top group and all of them deserve to win because they just all contribute to camp in their own individual ways and they all, like, are playing for amazing, amazing charities. So I would be so happy for any of them to win. But, like, now that I'm watching the show back, I think, personally, Grant has been so open and vulnerable. Like that, I think that, and he's also smashing his trials, so I have a feeling it could be Grant. But honestly, anyone deserves it. They all do.
You're not the first to say Grant, so I reckon our money's with him. But no, you're right. I think it's such a good cause that everyone's playing for. It's a little bit different. You know, no one's playing for $1 million anymore. Good things. So thank you so much.
I love that it's for charity. I love it. Yeah.
It's the best. Thank you so much for joining me. And we can't wait to get into I'm a Celebrity on Win. Thank you so much, Ali.
Thanks so much for having me. See ya.